listening to Get Sports Radio. It is episode 37, Fantasy Happy Hour edition, week number 10. I'm your host, Dan Klaskins, in here as I am every Friday during the season, at least through the month of November. We're going to keep it around the two podcasts a week. We come your way on Monday night with the Monday quarterback. And then, of course, we do that during Monday Night Football. And then here with you Friday afternoons, telling you those last-minute notes you need to set your lineups. You can subscribe to the podcast on Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and, of course, iTunes, too. Find it everywhere at GetSportsInfo.com, where you can also get our GSI cheat sheet rankings, James Rapine, studs, duds, and sleepers, my office pool picks, the whole blog, all the great audio takes from my various segments, and Of course, some good news to wear the wind. A lot of things to get to on today's show. We, as we always do, talk about some players I like more. Some I like less than some of the other experts at fantasypros.com, where they grade out our rankings. We're also going to look at some injury news, that Friday news you need to know. What type of impact has it had on our rankings? Will it have in your lineups? So I'm going to give you a few trade targets, too, but let's start with the theme of the weekend, and it is Veterans Day weekend here in the United States, and I'd like to give a big thanks out to all the men and women that have served our country, that have given us the freedom to play things like fake football and all the other leisurely activities we enjoy. I'll be very happy this weekend to be participating in the DAV 5K, with DAV, that's Disabled American Veterans. I'm happy to be an advocate for, work with, and we help over 1 million veterans a year. Men and women go away to pay the ultimate sacrifice. So I'm going to be walking in the 5K here in Cincinnati. I've got a link how you can donate to my page there. Still a little bit shy of my fundraising goal. Would love to have your support. $1 donated equals $35 in direct benefits to DAV and the way that they help our veterans through their free programs and services. Check it out. At the very least, I'd love for you to help out by raising awareness. Take the pledge. Join our voice and help us help veterans. Take the pledge at I Help Veterans and send out a tweet of thanks and put hashtag I Help Veterans in it. Learn more at ihelpveterans.org. Let's get into some fantasy news. And the big news, at least since we've last spoke here on the podcast, is the reversal of fortunes once again for one Ezekiel Elliott. And it looks finally like here in week 10, we're going to see Elliott serve the first game of that six-game suspension, this coming on the news Thursday, that basically denied his previous request there. And Ezekiel Elliott, now if he is indeed going to face these six games, will not be back until week 16, the first hearing in this expedited appeal before the Supreme Second Appeals Court has been set for December 1st. So he means Elliott could maybe have his band overturned or delayed if it's in through in week 16. But the Dallas Morning News reporting, basically, they believe this was a fast process. The whole thing will be completed within 6 weeks. Right now, Elliott seems likely to serve a bulk of this suspension, regardless of how this goes down. But at this point, who knows? I'm sick of talking about it. But let's talk about it from a fantasy standpoint. I mean, Alf Morris, I guess, is the guy. It's a three-headed committee. We're going to have to wait and see how this thing pans out. I look for him to turn a little bit more to Dak Prescott, and that should end up leading some things there that you come to expect in these situations. I don't know what, like I said, it's just sort of been a black eye on what's been a miserable season of PR for the NFL. So I just really want it to end. I want to just, right, wrong, wherever you're at on this thing, just serve the suspension, end this nonsense. Let's move on. It's just really dragging the season down in my eyes. So Ezekiel Elliott is not going to play this week. That much looks to be a given. So that beyond that, who knows how it's all going to play out. Let's get into last night's game. Wow, injuries galore in this one. It was a physical matchup, as it always is, as the Seattle Seahawks paid a visit to Arizona to tangle with those Cardinals. And pretty close game at the end, but the Seahawks prevail, and they did so behind a pretty solid day. Jimmy Graham catches a 2 touchdowns, only 27 yards receiving, but he gets 6 catches and a pair of touchdowns. So in PPR, he's gold. Russell Wilson, I had him ranked number one, and at the position going into the week, he's been on fire. Arizona's been fourth most fantasy points to quarterbacks. It didn't really pan out this time, though. 238 and 2 through the air. He did have some rushing yards there. Not a terrible game, just not that number one performance. Players dropping like flies all over in this one, including the Seahawks losing Richard Sherman. He suffered a heel injury in Thursday's game against the Cardinals. He is out for the season, is what they're calling it now. Diagnosed with a ruptured right Achilles tendon. And very vocal after the game about Thursday night things. CJ Procise, he came back finally, but after missing a ton of times with his right ankle injury. And what's he do? He injures his left ankle. It's getting borderline ridiculous at this point. Neither of the starting running backs in this one did much. Peterson, off a career high 37 carries just 4 days earlier, carried the ball 21 times here, was only allowed 29 yards on the ground. Pretty pitiful there. And it was basically Thomas Rawls being the featured back in the Seattle offense. He gets 10 carries, finishes just with 27 yards, 2 catches, 12 yards there. Tyler Lockett and Paul Richardson, we've seen some of their upside in recent weeks. This week was a good display of their downside, each getting 2 targets and 1 catch. Richardson's reception was for 43 yards. Lockett just 16 on his. Not a bad night for Doug Baldwin. He caught 5 of 6 targets for 95 yards in the victory, but no touchdowns there. And at the end of the day, Larry Fitzgerald doing what Larry Fitzgerald does, and that's being pretty consistent with his performance. He finishes over 100 yards once again, getting enough catches, and on his 14 targets, 10 receptions, 113 yards in this one. So he continues to be a viable starter in really any format at this point, despite the big changes at quarterback. And been pretty crazy there, but we'll put that one to rest and hope that the NFL uses it as an example of why to fight against Thursday night games every week. I don't think they're going away, but I sure wish they would. Let's move on to some of the injuries as we head into Sunday, run through some of the key news and notes out there on the injury report, the things you need to know about, what we're going to monitor. Some players already ruled out for the week, others we're going to wait and see. There's certainly some good direction. Michael Thomas removed from the injury report. Wasn't even listed on it on Friday with that ankle issue. So he is all fired up. We'll talk about him again in a moment. Dez Bryant, the news there, he's drawing that questionable tag. And according to the Dallas Morning News, he was moving well in his return to practice on Friday. So it's looking like it's trending in the right direction for the Cowboys veteran wideout. Can't be said the same for Chris Hogan. Looks like he's going to definitely miss this week with the shoulder issue, perhaps longer. Danny Woodhead, he seems like he could get some, Danny Amendola seems as if he could get some more snaps, receive the biggest boost in targets if Hogan's out. That is if he can play through his own hamstring issue. So we're going to have to keep our eyes on that. Danny Amendola is still a week away, by the way, but it's funny, I mix up my injury-prone Dannys here in the report. Danny Woodhead is, by the way, a guy, if he's available out there, probably worth a waiver wire stash. Maybe he can help you out after the bye. Jordan Reed, hamstring issue there. He held out a little bit on Friday, limited participant the first 2 days. It's a 50-50 guess. He's a game-time decision. Looking a little better for his teammate, Jameson Crowder, who's battling a hamstring as his own as the Redskins welcome the Vikings. Zay Jones, rookie's been coming on in Buffalo. Got dinged up in that Thursday night loss to the Jets. Looked like he was going to be a season-ending type of injury, but then he came back and played. Well, now he's been ruled out with that same knee issue, so we'll have to keep our eyes on that. It's disappointing because he was really starting to come on in this ascending Buffalo passing attack. Matt Forte staying inside that division in the AFC East. The Jets will be without the veteran running back, coming off his own 2-touchdown performance. And according to ESPN New York, Rich Shimini, quote, there is a concern, end quote, about Forte's health going forward. This is very concerning unless you're a Bilal Powell owner like me. Then you're smiling at the bank. I've bumped Powell up big time. We'll talk about him again in a minute. But looks like Powell and Elijah McGuire to share the load probably this week and perhaps longer. And we've seen this value, this sneaky value out of this Jets offense. The backfield's been a bit of a headache with, and it's a three-headed monster. One of these guys go down, it has opened up opportunities, and that's what it takes in fantasy. And finally, Good news for C.J. Fedorowicz. Finally off that concussion. Looks like he's going to be activated for the Texans. And they're going to replace him on injured reserve with another tight end, Ryan Griffin of Houston, heading to the IR himself. His season's over with a concussion issue of his own. And with Tom Savage at quarterback, I'm not getting as excited as I might have been about Fedorowicz a couple weeks ago when Watson was under center. Let's wrap up the podcast, as I like to do every time here on your Fantasy Football Happy Hour. And this time, it's the players I like more, the ones I like less. And let's start with the like more scenarios. I like more Ben Roethlisberger. I've got him as my QB5. That's two spots higher than the expert consensus at fantasypros.com. And Big Ben, I mean, the road splits, I get it. He's on the road. I normally would try to avoid this. I've also actually watched him this season a few times for a lengthy period. I can tell you this guy has lost a bit. But it's the Indianapolis Colts, and I'm feeling pretty good about it. I think Roethlisberger coming fresh out of the bye, I think he's got a shot for 300 yards and a couple touchdowns. I'm pretty optimistic some big plays are ahead for the Pittsburgh passing attack. My running back 4 in PPR leagues is a guy named Carlos Hyde. And yes, 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 I'll continue to take all the Hyde haters' remarks on Twitter, and you can continue to talk about how he's been so disappointing. But guess what? He's a top 10 running back in points in any format. So I don't know what your definition of disappointing is, but Hyde certainly not living up to it in my dictionary. That said, this week against a Giants team that I believe is totally quit and taking this trip out to San Francisco. Yeah, the 49ers lack talent, but you know what they have? They have a young head coach that their players will rally behind. I think it starts with Carlos Hyde punching the Giants in the face. I like the home underdog 49ers in this one, and a 2-touchdown day from Hyde. He's my number 4 running back, 5 spots higher than the expert consensus. My number 13 running back in PPR, 8 spots higher than the expert consensus, is a guy we already sort of talked about his situation, and that's Bilal Powell. Matt Forte's out, and that, as always, generally leads to success for Powell. You throw in the fact they got the Bucks. I think the Jets have a chance to win one on the road here, and I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. Powell will be involved in both the rushing and passing attack for the Jets. My wide receiver 1 on the board is Michael Thomas. He's been on the injury report, I know, but he's been taken off. Touchdowns have been hard to come by for Thomas of late, as the Saints have been winning without him getting into the end zone. But the solid numbers have been there. I think he finds pay dirt on Sunday. I think he has a double-digit target day and over 100 yards to boot. I like Michael Thomas. He's my top wide receiver play in week number 10. And finally, the guy I like more on the list, how about a little Juju Smith-Schuster? We all been talking about Martavis Bryant. Oh, he's not suspended. Might put. I told you I already liked Ben Roethlisberger's matchup. Surely I like Bell and Brown this week too. But Juju Smith-Schuster, he'll get his as well. He's my wide receiver 21. That's 5 spots higher than others in the industry. Let's go on and finish out with some players I like less. And we'll start with Jared Goff of the Rams. I've been very enamored by this. The Rams have gone from the league's lowest scoring team to the highest scoring team in just one season, and Goff has flourished under head coach Sean McVay. I've got him at QB9, people. I'm not, like, totally dissing on him. He's QB1 on my board this week, so I'm not saying I'm not on board. But I've got him 2 spots lower than the other experts. I think some are a little overly optimistic. My my RB9 this week, 4 spots ahead of the expert consensus ranking at fantasypros.com, is Orleans Darkwa. I continue to talk about him, and I really like what he can do this week. I think he's going to have a good game. Yeah, I like the Giants to lose there, but Orleans Darkwa is a guy I did not mention previously on the like less, or on the like more. So let's move on to some like less running backs. I move Aaron Jones down to 33 on my board. That's 6 spots lower than the consensus. I have no faith in the Packers. I think they're going to lose on the road at Soldier Field. And he's going to split time with Ty Montgomery. That doesn't equal success for me. So he's on the list as guy I like less, as is DeMarco Murray. 7 spots down. Yeah, I've got him in a few big leagues, and he's disappointed. So there is a little bias there, but I just don't view him anymore as anything other than a high-end flex play. He's all had some good games this year, but unfortunately, he's been on my bench for most of them. That's where he's going to be this week, so maybe it's good for you. I've got him 7 spots down than his 19th consensus ranking. Some receivers I like less this week are Stephon Diggs. I got him at wide receiver 19. He's going to have a little Josh Norman on him. He's coming off of some time off here with an injury. He's been sick this week. Let's just ease off a little bit. I'm backing off as the week's gone on. He's down now to 19 as I sit here on Friday. And finally, I was all over T.Y. Hilton last week. I gave him out in a few places. Definitely on Twitter, had him higher ranked than most experts out there. But this week, he's barely a low-end wide receiver, too. I think Pittsburgh's number one passing attack or passing defense that we saw a few weeks ago is going to wake back up, put some pressure on Brissett. It's going to be a long, long day for the Colts. T.Y. Hilton, he's going to have one of those low floor games on Sunday. Let's keep that in mind. Keep me in mind next time you need some fantasy help. You can read my articles and rankings exclusively at Pro Football Focus. Follow me on Twitter at Dan Klaskins. Be sure to check out my free email advice plans. It's just less than $1 a week. I'll guide you all the way now through your fantasy championship. Check it out. Go to GetSportsInfo.com. Click on the email advice button under that fantasy football tab to learn more. I do appreciate you listening. I wish you the very best in your games, all of them, unless you're playing me, that is, in week number 10. And we'll be back again on Monday night to wrap it up, hand out some game balls, and to take that first look at the waiver wire. Until then, I'm Dan Klaskins. This has been the Get Sports Info Podcast.